Hello to whoever's listening to this. My name is Zoel Lomi,
Sophia Prestipino,
and Bella Ogden.
We all are sophomores at Animas High School. We recently had our Sophomore Inspire Week, which was pretty amazing. Let's just like kind of go around just saying what we did, because I was in the Juniper School designing a sensory garden for the school, basically. What were you guys doing for your Sophomore Inspire Week?
We were both painting a mural for the Rainbow Youth Center, mm-hmm. just to create a safe and like vulnerable space, I guess, for the people involved.
Yeah, that really represented like their values and their morals, and was very like an accepting painting.
I see. So, yeah. That was pretty amazing.
We did it of like space, because you can't get better than space, am I right?
Space is beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a couple questions here, and let's just like do this like a podcast, just all like answer this question. So first of all, what are your biggest and most lasting things that you've learned during this experience?
I think like teamwork and collaboration, and knowing that if you're put in a group with certain people that you have to get along with them in order to create something beautiful.
Yeah, I would say the same thing, because like for Sophomore Inspire Week, because of COVID, we were not able to like meet a lot of new people.
Right.
And like we were kind of like had our own cliques and stuff, but like mm-hmm. Sophomore Inspire Week, we like got to meet more people.
Yeah, that's talk what I was them. Saying. It was yeah. a good chance to get Work. Close with people yeah. I've never talked to.
Exactly. Really. It was like, I would say really good, because like, of course, like 100%. Like I enjoy like the people in my like Sophomore Inspire Week, I like knew most of them.
Right.
And like I talked to them and they're like cool people.
Yeah.
And like mm-hmm. didn't really like dislike them or hate them.
Yeah, that's like cool liked to them, learn. Right?
But like mm-hmm. there's gonna be moments in your life where you're gonna be working with someone you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been in that situation probably. Exactly. Right. And like
yeah.
I think
so this was just like perseverance through that kind of stuff.
Yeah, just really like important. Going through it, like,
well, you know, and doing your job, like making sure that doesn't distract you from what you're there to do.
Exactly. So like working with people, like even if you don't like them, I think that's like one of the biggest lessons that I've learned.
Yeah, yeah. True.
Probably mm-hmm. like a lot of people too. Also like collaboration. No, very important. Like,
yeah, 100%.
Like talking to people and like their ideas and stuff like that.
No, like, and the more
we did
that you
really
talk,
good with that. I
yeah,
would say.
The more mm-hmm. like you talk and connect to people, the faster it will get done, and like the more you'll get done. So that was like very evident in our group.
Yeah,
that was pretty loud. We don't talk about that. So, what lesson
we
did
just
you?
Did.
All right, let's go to the next question. This is connection between school and work. How did things you have learned or are learning in school connected to what you did in this service project?
I think it, well, ours obviously related to art, and hold on. I need to think about this for a second.
Well, you're just thinking. Well, I'm just gonna...
and everything. Okay, so our projects are, like, the school is project-based, and mm-hmm. it's the fact that when we went out into the community, we also just... like, it wasn't strictly community service and helping the community. Yeah. It was doing projects that made us feel good about what we were doing, and kind of aesthetically pleasing for the other mm-hmm. people
yeah.
using it.
Yeah, I think, like, one thing that we really use a lot that we learn in class is definitely, like, for me at least, it's, like, organizing a bunch of stuff.
Because, yeah.
like, the mm-hmm. MUN project, like, we yeah. had to write a bunch of stuff and to organize
oh,
it and, like...
load.
Yeah, yeah, and then you had to, like, collab with other people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, like,
collab.
You know, and, like, when I was... like, I had to make a lesson plan for, like, fourth and fifth graders, which
yeah.
was, I would
yeah.
say, pretty, like, interesting.
Yeah.
And, right. like, but, like, those skills that I've, like, refined
yeah.
during the MUN project came in,
came
clutch.
In clutch.
Yeah,
yeah.
Came in clutch.
Exactly.
Like... it really helped out a lot. What do you think, Bella?
I just think, like, the whole thing was, like, super kind of a reflection of Animas. And, like, mm-hmm. at least for our project, it was very, like, you have to collab with everybody in order to make something and agree on something to paint together, mm-hmm. which was kind of cool, kind of an important skill to have for, like,
yep,
future jobs.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but we're going to be moving on to the next question, which is going to be about time management. So... how effective were you at your task management during this project? I'm just going to let you guys talk about this first, and I'll just...
well, our first, or on Tuesday, we finally started drafting it, and mm-hmm. we had, like, a lot of different ideas, but then it finally, I don't know, the space thing just came to us, and everyone agreed on it, and that's what we decided we wanted to do.
Yeah, so I think it was just, like, What's the question again?
Oh, that's time and task management.
So how effectively did you use your time?
So, okay, well, at least really we got...
Yeah, we got a lot done.
No, then the first day we got, like, we painted almost the whole wall. So then the second day we could just work on details. And then the third day was just for touching up.
Yeah, we literally had, like, a couple hours to spare after.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the same with us. So, like, first day, you know, we were just, like, planning out lessons. Yeah. And we did that pretty good. Second day... Yeah. We went to the Smiley Building, which was really helpful.
Aww,
and, like, you collaborated a lot. It's a beautiful place. But, like, I think we used our time very effectively.
Yeah.
And as, like, how do I say it? Like, we were, like, on task, too. Like,
yeah.
We get one thing done, we jump right into the other one.
Yeah.
And, like, sort of, like, we had, like, a lot of free
time. What time did you guys get out every day?
We got out, like, 3, and, like,
same.
Last day, we were, like,
2:30. Because we always just came to a good stopping point, and we knew that we could build off of it.
Yeah, but, like, everyone was super, like, motivated to do it.
Yeah, it was a very, very fun thing. Connections to U Science. I think this is, like, the more interesting topic here.
Yeah, no, full show.
So, look back at your U Science result. How did your U Science result connect with your experience that you had Sophomore Inspire Week? I think this is a tricky question because most of us probably don't remember what we actually did for U Science. But from what I saw for our personality tests, I'm very extroverted.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that came, like, that showed a lot because I was talking to the kids. Although they kind of made fun of me for being short half the time.
Well, who doesn't?
Exactly. But, like, I talked to the kids, and, like, my friends and my peers to, like, work things out. Like, I was, like, going out there. And also, my highest score for, like, the U Science test was 3D Visualizer.
Oh, so, wow.
That's kind of sick.
Yeah, so... Like, for designing the sensory garden,
like,
you need to visualize a lot of things.
Oh, and, yeah.
Like, that really helped me
to,
like, make a beautiful garden.
Planted.
I'd also like to thank Braden Harms for designing our thing. I love you. anyway, so we're just going to do three more questions, then we're going to end it. So first, collaboration. I think we talked about this a lot. So how did you collaborate with other people during this project?
Well, you had to talk, you had to obviously verbally speak out your ideas and just make sure that everyone was okay with it. And I don't know, it was kind of just like individual collaboration, honestly, because we each got to do something that was meaningful to us. Like, oh, Curious George was my favorite show. So I was like, I will take this role.
What about you, Belle?
I think just collaborating on like ideas and like, kind of how we all, like, came together with, like, color schemes and...
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, like, different ideas to put on the wall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also, like, the reason we were, like, we collaborated so well was because we had, like, the same end goal vision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's, like, at the end, like, for us, we wanted the kids to enjoy the sensory garden and, like, the lesson. So I think that's how we, like, kind of build it off. Yeah. And, like, that's how we collaborated, because we had the same goal, end goal, let's say.
Sick.
Yeah. So what advice do you have for future students?
Pick something that you're really excited about. Like, even if the options aren't that amazing, like, just pick something that, like,
inspires you.
Interesting to you. And it would be kind of a cool thing to do.
Yeah, also, like, look at what – this was kind of random, but – like, I looked at my grades, and I, like, looked through it, and I'm like, what am I good at?
Yeah.
You know, what, like, like, what, what, like,
that's smart, yeah,
exactly,
actually.
You know, like, what subject am I good at?
Yeah.
For me, that was humanities.
Right.
And, like, humanities, that was, like, from what I, like, saw and researched, Juniper School was the best option for me, the best fit for me, right? And I did that, and I really loved it. It was so fun.
So, you know, it showed,
like,
off.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, and I think... everyone in our group was pretty artsy. Like, we all have different art styles, and we all, like, draw for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So then just, like, actually putting it all together was
with all the different, like, art styles was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And everyone was really passionate about what we were doing.
So, yeah, just pick something that you're, like, excited about.
Yeah, like, or, like, just, like, mildly interested in.
Yeah.
Or just, like, sparks your curiosity.
Yeah.
Like Curious George.
Curious. Hey! No pun intended.
No pun intended. Actually, we're going to do a little bit more questions because there's, like, a lot more that we could do. So, like, a little more questions. Yeah. So, how have you grown from this project?
Have we grown?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot.
As a learner and a delegate.
I think just, like, getting better at, like, asking people for, like, their input on my, like, ideas and stuff was super important for me to learn because I don't talk a lot to other people. So, oh, like, yeah, learning how to, like, kind of collab in, like, a way that kind of works was super
important. Yeah, I kind of helped, like, with being sociable because there was something we all knew we had to talk about and agree over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, like...
Oh, and we talked about music.
Mm.
So yeah, we got some new music and
yeah,
we got really
good things, like, for the brain going on.
From what I've heard and what I've seen, I think, like, all of our social skills, like, has improved a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like,
yeah,
because, like, we were, like, pushed into, like,
random groups of people. Groups of people.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You're, like, completely different, too.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, opposites attract. Who knows?
Exactly.
What can happen. So, yeah, I think...
So it, like, worked in a way.
Yeah, I think our collaboration skills really worked. Also, like, this is kind of random, but, like, my view on education also kind of changed after this learning experiment.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, mm-hmm, before...
Well, I bet, because you were teaching little kids.
So true, like, but, like...
You're in the teacher's shoes.
Mm-hmm, because, like, I think it's, like, most high schoolers, when you're going through adolescence, we don't really, like, think of it a lot and how much, like, teachers put work behind their lesson plan and how much, like,
mm-hmm,
time they're spending.
Oh, yeah.
And we just, like, kind of, like, pushed that to the side and we were like, oh, my gosh, this class is so boring.
Yeah, this,
right?
Teacher,
like,
doesn't know how to teach.
Yeah, this, mm-hmm, teacher doesn't,
yeah,
know how to teach.
Yeah, when they took,
whatever,
like, most of their time out of their days.
Exactly.
They have to grade it, too. Like, they have,
exactly,
to go through every single student in the grade, mm-hmm, and read over their assignments.
Yeah, I had,
like,
I had a day and a half to, like, make a lesson plan. And,
oh,
that was,
wow,
very difficult.
Yeah,
and,
but,
like,
imagine that being your job.
Yeah, like, teachers, like, they have to, some of them have to make, like, lesson plan in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And, like, that's really hard. So, like, I've, like, come to, like, appreciate, like, teachers more than before.
Yeah.
And, like,
which
just,
is,
like,
important.
Like, mm-hmm, respect them at the same time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, like, it's really amazing what
I'm,
they do.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because they really do a lot of work,
yeah,
for us. And they,
teachers, we appreciate you,
make our education
deeply,
possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Represent.
So, yeah. Thank you very much for doing this. Doing this for us, and I think that's the end of this podcast.
Yeah.
Woo.
Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen
to this 12-minute podcast.
12-minute podcast.
12 minutes.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Sweet.
Perfect timing. All right. Have a good day, and, like always, stay tuned for our next podcast. That could be any day.
You know you want to.